Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of the Sports Shots Pod. I'm Isaiah, and I'm here with Kyle. And we're back on episode 14. Me and Kyle are on a little high right now because our social media manager posted a pretty funny reel, and it's our biggest reel by far. It has a comma in the viewer count. That's how big it is. And, you know.
Man, when are we going to start getting commas in our bank accounts?
Oh, man, I'm waiting. This pod.
I want more than one.
Exactly.
So I get that's, one, that's and, the then, goal. And then it goes away after bills.
I'm like, that's life. But what's also being spent on money from our accounts is what we're drinking. And I'm drinking some tequila. Same thing I was drinking last week. Some High Noons. So that's been my little... Yeah, it's the same thing I'm drinking now. It's a tequila seltzer, basically. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, you non-man.
Come on, it's tequila, man. You know, just mixed. That's all it is.
Seltzers ain't nothing but sparkly water with, like, if anything, maybe just a little shot. And I mean the tiniest of shots.
Yeah, it's got 4.5%.
Yeah, because your kids don't know how to handle your damn liquor. Remember, I went on a rant about that, about being out in, like, y'all, between going out to a place that's more centered around kids and young people versus a place that's definitely geared to adults over 35. Yeah, them drinks are different. You kids can't handle shit.
No, yeah, not at all, man. No, this is a drink that I get when I just want something. Some type of alcohol in my system. If I'm really feeling good, then, you know, I usually drink stuff neat, whether it's whiskey. My favorite tequila to drink neat is actually 1800. That's really smooth. It was 1800 black.
My philosophy, if you're going to drink, fucking drink. If you're going to smoke, fucking smoke. Stop beating around the bush and get the full effect of it. Stop wasting your money.
Going on your philosophy, what are you drinking?
Makers, with more Makers than Coke. I'm trying to finish that bottle up.
Okay.
Because next week there's going to be something different. So it'll be time to restart.
So, little life update. I know last week I mentioned I should be having a review, my interview review, pretty soon. And I had it yesterday. And I'm pretty happy with the results. I'm pretty happy with the salary adjustment. And there was very few criticism. Only criticism there was just, you know, communicate more. Meaning that I just need to update, you know, my task manager on some
keep some talking. Task.
Yeah, I got it. But, you know, I won't share too many details about it. But I got, you know, over 7% increase in my adjustment. They gave us a little small Christmas bonus, a little bit smaller than last year's, but, you know, Christmas bonus is a Christmas bonus. So, I'm happy with it. So, I'm going to drink my High Noon in high spirits. That's what I'm going to do. My baby boy's doing good. My wife, she's doing amazing. Beautiful as always. But, that's enough about me. We need to talk about some MLB stuff, because... Yes, NFL is going on. NCAA is in playoffs. NBA is electric. But something huge happened in MLB, the biggest. And that goes with Juan Soto and the New York Mets. With a record-breaking deal, 15 years, $765 million. You know, approximately $50 million a year. That is the biggest contract in MLB history. Now, if you ask me personally, is he worth the $765 million? That's a no. Ain't no way he's worth that much.
Dude, nobody's worth that amount of money.
No. But like 15 years, dude, that's...
You know what's crazy is that the Yankees was offering him 16 years.
Really?
Yeah.
For
$5 million less.
You know, eventually there's going to be a 20-year contract for $1 billion.
Not 20-year. There's going to be a 10-year billion-dollar contract. It's going to happen.
$100 million a year.
And did you see the Yankees? They see. I want to be this rich.
They're, I know. They're so
you know what I'm about to get at.
Max Fried.
They are so rich that they're so pissed that they couldn't spend over $700 million, and they were just hell bent on spending money. They basically said, yeah. "All right, fuck it. Who wants a big ass contract?"
Yep.
I didn't even know Max Fried was going to be worth that much.
No way. No way. He wasn't even the best pitcher on his team.
Wasn't he coming off Tommy John?
He was coming off some injury. I don't know what, but something serious. Highest paid left-handed pitcher in MLB history. I mean, I get it. He's the man. He's, you know, not that old.
He ain't no Tom Glavine.
Good young. No, he's not. He don't got all the awards to back it up either, but he's young, you know.
Shit,
but Juan Soto one just blows my mind, man.
Shit, he ain't no Don Trail.
15 years? I mean, how old is he? Like, I want to say he's like 25. He's like 26? So he's be making $50 million a year at 41 years old?
Yep.
And there was no, like, clauses. There's no, like...
He can opt out. I'm hearing he can opt out after 5.
Shit, hopefully they can opt out.
But you know what? Leave it to the Mets. I mean, Bobby Bonilla is saying, just as long as y'all pay me my check every July 1st.
yeah. They're like, hey, can we skip this year to pay Soto? Can we, you know, that's some.
I don't know, man. The bubble's got to burst at some point because this is getting ridiculous. Someone is going to end up signing a $1 billion contract. I still think that the Yankees may cough up the money and give it to Bregman, and I want them to sign Bregman. Because I want to put to bed all of this cheating shit. I'm sorry, people. I'm going to go homerism on it. I'm not saying that the Astros ain't guilty. But the fact that we still got to hear everyone bitching and complaining about it damn near 10 years later. And yes, I said it. Bitching and complaining. Because everyone knows.
Subtitles.
Everyone knows damn well that if it was your team, you would be happy that you got a championship out of it.
And oh, for sure.
It's going to be hypocritical when he signs elsewhere because they're going to cheer for him, but you're still going to boo some AAA call up for the Astros this past season because he's a cheater.
Yeah,
that kid was probably still in high school when that shit happened.
Mm-hmm. The kid was some of these kids could be in T-ball, you know, almost 10 years ago now with these kids getting drafted at 18 years old.
16.
But with his contract, what does it mean for his fellow colleagues, for his fellow third basemen? And such a person we're talking about is Mr. Breggy.
Yeah, he's the next biggest free agent right now. He's going to get about 200, and it's going to come from either I think the Yankees and Red Sox are in a bidding war. My sources ain't confirmed. It's like I have sources. I haven't seen any confirmation. But that's my gut because the Yankees, they got to make a splash offensively. They got to replace that bat somehow for Soto.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I think Bregman and Soto have the same, like, at bat, just Bregman has less power. Like the same discipline, they have the same discipline. They have the same, you know. They're gonna get it in play. I just don't think Bregman has the Soto power. That's it. But they're both 100 plus walk guys a season. You know, they're both hovering over that 300 batting average. I just think, you know, I would assume Soto's slugging.
We're just gonna keep it simple and go by WAR. Yep. Wins above replacement. Juan Soto had posted a 7.9 last season.
That's okay.
Alex Bregman. And I'm on Baseball Reference, the best baseball analytics.
Stats.
Yeah, on the line.
Agreed.
Bregman was a 4.1, and that's understandable because I mean, it's the dude goes in slumps. He's a slow starter. He goes in slumps. Defense is always there, but it's not offensively. You know, with the bat, it's not from April to October. It's about June, peaking in August, all the way into, you know, the playoffs. But my God, his whole entire career, honestly, April, forget about it. Same thing with Tucker.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he gone too.
Yeah, I heard the Yankees and the Cubs are kind of pursuing him.
Yeah, Tucker gonna be gone also. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Look, the window that the Astros have for the past decade or so has been about as wide as a penthouse. That shit is about down as small as a shotgun house. You know what a shotgun house is, Isaiah?
No, I do not.
Oh my
God. Lie to me.
Oh my God, Isaiah. I need to take you to the hood. A shotgun house. Okay. How deep in Houston have you driven?
Let me guess. Let me guess what a shotgun house is.
Go ahead.
So I'm going to guess they call it a shotgun house because if you shoot a shotgun from a certain distance, it hits the whole house.
If you shoot through the front door, it goes out through the back door. And it's gonna get anyone that's in that damn hallway. If you ride in the hood in Houston, if you go into New Orleans, you're gonna see that shit.
I understand now.
Yeah. So how'd I get to that metaphor?
Window. The window's closing for the Astros.
God, man. Mind be leaving me sometimes.
It happens.
Yeah, that window is about as small as that. So, you know, Bregman is gone. Tucker is gone. No, Tucker is not gone. You're going to trade him. You're going to trade him with a year left.
Yep.
And same thing for Fromber. You're going to trade them.
Arbitration, baby.
You're going to trade them. Let someone else pay them their arbitration money. And then they'll test out the free agent then.
Yep.
You're going to trade both of them. We need prospects.
That's a solid pen. It's a solid pen.
We need prospects.
Now, before we move on to the next sport, you have here that Arenado said he's willing to play first.
I just saw that on ESPN. I'm pulling that story back up.
Now, in my opinion, wouldn't you want to keep him at third? Knowing he's like a 12-time gold glover. I know I got the number wrong. It's probably more. But like,
situation.
I get it. Like, if he's gonna go to the Blue Jays, well, no, Vlad plays first. What am I saying? Speaking of Blue Jays, they traded for Jimenez, the second baseman
from Cleveland, for
the Guardians. Yeah.
Wow. Oh well, yeah, because he's won like a Gold Glove like the past three, 4 seasons straight at second base.
Three seasons.
Yeah, he's gonna want his money. I think the bat's pretty good too for him.
But yeah, I would love to have him on my team, but
we're not dishing out big contracts right now.
No, we only dish out $100 million contracts. Anything above that, sorry, go to Yankees, go to Dodgers.
Honestly though, if someone comes to you with a trade package for Yordan, do you listen?
No.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Okay. I have to ask.
Get out of here. Don't you. That's your daddy.
It'd be nice if we have just at least two Astros for life. I mean, we already got Altuve. If we can make Yordan an Astro for life.
Oh, my gosh. If we make Yordan an Astro for life, he's breaking Bagwell's record.
That's why we need to make him an Astro for life. We need someone to get to 500. He can do it.
Yep. He can. He was one of the fastest to get to 100. But anyway, let's segue into some more current sports going on. And let's move on to the NFL. Josh Superman Allen did it again.
Team didn't do it, but he did it.
Right, he did this and took.
Nah, they're in the playoffs. They clinched that crappy ass division, so I ain't gonna knock them.
AFC East is theirs, but 3 passing touchdowns and 3 rushing touchdowns. This man is singularly handily winning people fantasy. You know,
who's the fantasy MVP? Him or Jamar Chase?
Oh, it's gotta be Chase, man. Chase. Last night, we're recording this on Tuesday. Bengals Cowboys last night, 14 catches, almost 200 yards, and 2 TDs, man. And like, his TDs are like 40-yard TDs. They're not, you know, these little 2-yard fade routes. this man catches the ball. I want to see, I mean, I want to look it up, but his yak has to be crazy too. His, you know, because he's not catching it in the end zone.
And he's beating double coverage.
He's beating double coverage. And he's not, you know, the most blessed physique guy. I mean, he's fast, he's strong, I'm sure, but like, you know, I'm talking about like Calvin Johnson. You know, that's what I mean when someone is blessed physique. Someone that's 6'5 and runs a 4.3, that's what I mean. Jamar Chase is probably like 5'11, still runs a 4.4.
But he is still body you up too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. That's why I was mentioning he still has a strength, I'm sure. But Josh Allen, the only quarterback to ever to have 3 passing touchdowns and 3 rushing touchdowns in a single game after last week being the only quarterback to have a rushing, receiving, and passing touchdown. So the man's doing video game things that we can only do in Madden, but he's bringing them into real life.
And then no turnovers with that.
Exactly.
You remember last year, that was his problem. He kept throwing too many picks.
Yeah, bad. Yeah, fumbles too. Fumbles also, you know, kept it loose. But, you know, Josh Allen is the MVP, in my opinion.
It's almost like you found out what Stickum was.
Something's going on there. He's gripping it a little bit harder.
All right, we're going to clip that.
Damn it. Anyway, I'll make sure I'm making it to a reel. Vikings. The Vikings only have 2 losses or 3 losses?
2. Correct? And what's funny is that I don't really feel a buzz around here in this town because I think they know.
They know who the dog is. They only got 2 losses and they're second in their division. They're in the wild card.
It's not even that. It's like, why build yourself up for the letdown?
So they're really anticipating, you know, early exit. That's what you're saying.
Come on, man. These are Vikings fans. They know what disappointment is.
Yeah, it's true. That, you know, they haven't seen greatness since Frank Tarkenton. You know what I'm saying? Since Randy Moss. Dante Culpepper.
All chokes.
You know? Chris Carter, yeah. But no, Vikings, they're a sleeper. You know, they're... Now, who would have thought Sam Darnold would have been doing this?
Yes. And that is going to be the key, is Sam Darnold. How... He's not gonna throw for 350 and 5 touchdowns again.
No, not like that. No.
Not like that. He can, but...
He is capable.
That's
yes.
The thing, though. If... any quarterback that we look at that looks like they're trash, first of all, when do we start holding organizations accountable for failure of quarterbacks? Because how is it that Darnold, the Jets had all these damn QBs come out, and you got 2 of them currently still in this league that's leading their teams?
Darnold and Geno Smith.
So when do we start looking at the organization and not the player?
Then you get someone who's considered the GOAT, the best of all time, and he's doing so shitty. Aaron Rodgers. How only the Jets could ruin Aaron Rodgers' career. I guess he's
He did that himself.
Yeah.
He should have retired. There's like 2 chances he should have, when he walked off the field at Lambeau, that should have been it. Like, yeah. It should have been when Detroit knocked him out. Yeah, well, when Detroit knocked him out the playoffs. Last 1 year he should have walked off dead, and then when San Francisco came in there and beat him in that playoff game, he should have walked. He should have been done, but he's
agreed.
You know, you ain't Brady.
No.
You're not Brady. No. Stop trying to be Brady.
Yeah,
you Ben Roethlisberger is closer to Brady than you are.
I agree with you a little bit on that. I think that's a fair argument.
Because he has 2 Super Bowls to his 1.
Yes. Yes, he does. He does. And he's up there, 300-plus touchdowns, a lot of passing yards. But, yeah.
And both are nut jobs.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers a little bit more, but, no, yeah, I agree.
You notice after Ben escaped them charges, he laid low his whole career.
Yeah, he did. He did. Wasn't really that much extravagant once those came to light. But no, but also what's also fun about this is fantasy playoffs are coming to an end. To a beginning. The regular season is coming to an end for fantasy. Now,
Don't ride the high horse now, because you know what happens to teams. It's like hockey, man. You don't want to be first place in the playoffs.
No, trust me, I know. And it's so with Kyle's talking, me and Kyle are in the league with his family and some of our friends. And I'm in first. I'm winning 11-2. Playoffs start not this week, but next week. And I have a very good team. I have Burrow, Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill, Joe Mixon, Jameer Gibbs, Kyren Williams. Yes, I know. How did I get those running backs drafted? But I have a very solid team as of now, but fantasy, anything could happen.
Yeah, you got the best running backs. I got St. Brown, Collins, and Cooper Kupp, so, you know.
Exactly, yeah. You know? And, you know, the first round of playoffs, someone could get hurt, someone could have a crappy season, or they're not in the right, you know, offensive game plan, and then it's over for me. And then my 11-2 record and my 200-plus points for higher than the next person doesn't matter. You know, so. But get those waivers in. Check the weather. Do your research.
Speaking of weather.
And good luck.
Dude. It's going to get down to fucking -5 tomorrow night.
Oh, my gosh. I thought tomorrow was going to get to 43 over here, but damn, negative, bro. I've never seen a negative in my life. I don't know what. I didn't know you could be negative cold. I'm just joking, of course, but down here.
You never seen a negative in your bank account? Shit. You ain't struggling.
Oh, yeah, in college, for sure. For sure. Oh, yeah, man. How do you owe your own bank money? You know? They like, you know?
Straight robbery, man. Some CEOs at these banks, I think, you know, you probably need to pay them a visit.
For real. But, yeah. But in some other news, the Chiefs win again.
Dude, the same black magic that's helping the Chiefs is what's snake-bitten the Cowboys. Because the same way the Chiefs will win it is, like, how do you lose on a block? How do you block? You fuck up your own block punt. But then again, you know what I said earlier was that the comedy show that we're getting out of Arlington, Texas is our reward for having to endure a Yankees-Dodgers World Series.
You're talking about, like, for big fan bases, right?
Yeah, for the big, annoying fan bases, yes. No, and teams that spend more money than God himself. And literally don't give a fuck about blowing up the whole league. And I'm talking about the Dodgers and the Yankees.
Oh, I know. I hate it. I hate it. But the Chiefs win on a doinked field goal. Now, usually...
They won on a doinked field goal, and they won by blocking the field goal. And they're going to sit up and say that it ain't luck.
Did you see how they beat the Raiders, where the center hiked it too early and fumbled?
And they're gonna say that it ain't luck. That they won fair and square. Like, all right, whatever. Unfortunately,
but yeah,
it's gonna be the Chiefs in the Super Bowl because they're gonna be riding the shit.
I know.
The NFL they need the revenue, and right now, Pat and the Swifties they're bringing it. We want Buffalo, Detroit, but you're gonna get Kansas City, Philly.
I would love Buffalo, Detroit, man. Or even Baltimore, Detroit.
Should have had that last year.
We should have. But usually, when you hear a doink, it means they missed it, right?
Nah, that's only if you're the Bears and the Vikings.
That's true. Double doink for the Bears.
Both times in playoffs.
Yeah, I know. But the Chiefs, no. Chiefs win.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to rail on the Vikings, and I live here, and the people are so
I know,
here.
Man.
They've lost heartbreaking playoff games behind a doink field goal and in a straight-up wide right.
And that was wide. That was another field goal over.
Okay, all right. Which wide right was worse, Minnesota's or Buffalo's in the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, by memory, I'm going to go with Minnesota, but Buffalo should mean more.
Yeah,
right?
It should mean more.
You know,
for the Super Bowl. Because they got blew out in the other three Super Bowls, but that one they should have won.
Yeah, exactly. Out of the four straight, the one that they could have got.
Sorry, Buffalo fans.
Yeah. Love you guys, though. Not really. But moving on.
That's you, though, because you were you were a Patriots fan. So, and why do you hate him? Y'all been kicking their ass for the past 20 years.
I know. No, I love Josh Allen. But, you know, you respect the players, but just don't like the fan bases. That's all it is.
Hey, they hate the Cowboys. Look, they hurting themselves jumping on fire-lit tables. Like, that's them.
You know? I think it is pretty funny or cute when they have a baby and they slowly put the baby through the table. I think it's the funniest thing ever. Yeah, I think it's the funniest shit ever. But let's move on to more football and talk about some college. So we had championship weekend. Texas shit the bed. 2 missed field goals. They had 13 penalties.
Bro, they shit at the bed and smeared it on the sheets.
Yep. Yep. I blame it because SEC didn't allow B-roll to travel. That's my excuse. Because that's the only excuse I could come up
with. How do you put a bull on an airplane?
I don't know, man.
Does he go by airplane?
Okay. He goes by trailer. He goes by trailer all the way up there. Well, it's like maybe 18-hour drive, I'm guessing.
From Austin to Atlanta. Because Houston to Atlanta, because I've made that drive plenty of times. That's about 16 mm-hmm. hours. So, yeah, it's about 18, 19 hours from Austin to
Texas,
Atlanta.
Man.
Yeah.
If you're from Texas, you know your distances.
At least you should. But,
yeah. But the college football playoffs is here. You know, Texas, so the top four. Power four each get a bye. Right, so that's Oregon, Georgia, Boise State,
Arizona State.
So, Arizona State is 12. They barely made it to 12, but they won their conference. You know, they get that bye. And for the first round, you know, we have Penn State versus SMU, which SMU is like. Would you rather have SMU than Alabama?
I'm from Houston. Fuck SMU.
Okay, all right, that's the answer. All right, non-Houston guy, Minnesota guy. Would Minnesota guy want SMU over Alabama?
Yeah. I mean, Alabama. They try their damnedest to get them in there, but nah, you got to give it to them. I mean, the fact that SMU they came back in that game, they didn't just lay down and take the hard L. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, they deserve it.
Agreed. Then we got Notre Dame in Indiana.
No, because this is why Dallas people is more snooty and pretentious against Houston people. Because dude, no, for real though. And this sucks. And this sucks if this is the reality. Drive around the campus of SMU and...
Cool. I'm gonna go get another beer. You keep going.
And like, drive around that campus and you will see just how clean that area of Dallas is. And then you go to U of H and it is straight up in the hood. It is straight up a dirty-ass neighborhood. There, that Shipley's and that Subway and that T-Mobile, whatever, across the street, they got the bulletproof glass in front of the windows because it keeps getting shut up. Like, they trying to clean up the neighborhood, but it ain't as tier one as you would want it to be. And I know U of H is trying their hardest with the whole marketing and everything. They're rebuilding their arenas and they got the stadium, but gosh, doggy man, third ward is something else.
Agreed.
You didn't even know what the fuck I said.
I agree with you 100%, Kyle. I'm your friend. I got your back.
And then it's like, that's why they say this is Southern Millionaires University. Because they ain't nothing but rich people.
That's true. But moving on to the next game.
Anyways, I'm going to stop with the bias. Fuck Dallas.
He's saying that while wearing a Houston Rockets shirt. Home pride. But we got Notre Dame versus Indiana. I don't know who's going to win that game.
I hope Indiana. Here's my rule.
Do it.
Until they decide to get over their asses and put this and get in the fucking Big Ten,
mm-hmm.
they can
or even
they,
the Big 12.
It's something. They can compete for championships. They can compete in the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
They get no ranking higher than 12. They are automatically, if they win enough to get in, the best they can do is 12 and your ass goes on the road. You do not deserve a home game. You do not. Why are we giving them more grace than a conference champion or a team that played for the conference?
Exactly. I agree. I 100% agree with you. I don't like it. They get the easy access every time. Every time.
I'm not going to say the joke that I had in my head. That would be way good. Too far.
Good. We are non-filtered, but there is a small filter.
There are limits. If this was a text message, I would have straight up just said it.
Oh, I know you would have. I know you would have.
I've said worse.
Moving on to the third one, we got Tennessee, Ohio State.
That's a toss-up.
That one should be a good one. That one.
Just to see them cry more, I'd rather see Tennessee win. Just so Ohio State.
Oh, man. Imagine losing to Michigan your last game and then one and done. That would, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I don't like Ohio State.
No, same.
I see them as same. Like the Texas of the North.
There you go. But then our last game, we got Clemson versus Texas. I think Texas wins that. You know, no disrespect to Clemson, but
nah, I see Texas Tech.
You know, I think Texas only two losses are to Georgia. I think they just shit the bed against Georgia twice. Lost
with the easiest schedule
in the SEC. Yeah, I mean, they only played
okay, three. Okay, look, for all the SEC people points. That's complaining why Alabama should have got in over SMU because of their schedule, you know what? Just fucking create a whole separate league for the SEC. Just let them be their own. They can compete for their own championship, and then everyone else can, you know, it's the NCAA. Because, like, the SEC fans has the attitudes of New Yorkers and LA people. Like, we're just better than you. I mean, there's some truth to that when it comes to football. But like, just fucking go off on your own. Like, we're not putting the three-loss Alabama that got smoked by Oklahoma ahead of a team that actually ran the table in that conference and came up short in the conference title game. Like, just stop with the argument.
Exactly. All right, Kyle. Lightning round. I'm going to tell you the teams all over again. You tell me who wins. Tennessee, Ohio State. You're on mute, sir.
Tennessee. For lightning round.
Okay. Clemson, Texas.
Texas.
SMU, Penn State.
Penn State, just because they're at home.
Okay. Indiana, Notre Dame.
Somehow Notre Dame is going to come out with that.
You hear first, folks, those four picks. Put it in a parlay. And thank Kyle for the money that you win.
I get at least 13% for the wins. If you lose, don't fucking talk to me. Don't take my advice.
That is fair. 13%. I like it.
Favorite number.
But all right, Taylor Swift. Because that's her favorite number too.
Don't ever say that again. Don't ever associate my birthday date with that.
Yes, Swiftie. Moving on to other things, you want to talk about some news? Still, I mean, sports, but some unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah, I was sitting up thinking because I'm watching the Big Ten game with Oregon and Penn State. I'm, you know, still pissed off with this whole realignment shit and the Pac-12 blowing up.
Yeah,
but really, a lot of all this conference realignment that don't make sense.
Agreed.
Oregon in the Big Ten title game. The game takes place in Indianapolis. How do you expect the common person who happens to attend the University of Oregon who would want to go to the game? How are they supposed to make that drive from Eugene to Indianapolis or catch that flight last minute?
Mm-hmm.
Now put that to all these other teams that's having to like go across.
Cause I think Arizona, Ohio State played in Arlington. Or Arizona State and Iowa State.
Yeah. Well, Iowa State, they've always been in the Big 12, so they don't count. Okay. They would have had to go to Arlington anyway.
True.
They probably wouldn't get in to the Big 10 because of Iowa. Iowa probably, mm-hmm. you know, they probably say Iowa State the way Texas sees A&M. So.
Yeah.
But it's like really everywhere though, you know, like when didn't Maryland play USC this season?
Mm-hmm.
So like one had to travel to the other. Like how do you expect like the families to that barely gets in that's not getting the NIL shit? You know, they just got there, but they just got to the university. Walk-ons. Yeah. Like, how are they supposed to participate? How are they supposed to enjoy all that shit? How are they supposed to make these trips?
Exactly.
Like that, and that's why people is up in arms between, you know, college and the NFL. Like, college is supposed to be regional. It's not supposed to be, we're not supposed to have this fucking free agency shit.
I know. Like, I hate it. Now it's like the NFL is more regional than college.
It's because those regional battles mean more, because you got to think about it. Like, those players were getting recruited by all those schools in that area. So and some got slotted. So they're going to feel some type of way. And that's what creates this. Exactly. That's what creates this shit.
Yeah, no. To prove your point.
What the fuck does Oregon have with Michigan or Indiana, or like, what is that supposed to mean?
Exactly. To prove your point, example, if Texas or Texas A&M made the SEC championship, it will only be as big as Texas versus Texas A&M for the Texas people, right? That game was as big as any other game it could be that they played, right? Texas could play Alabama, it's not going to be as big as Texas and Texas A&M. They could play Georgia a third time in playoffs. It's not good news. I'm just talking about like rivalry based,
right? Yeah.
Right. So like Michigan, Ohio State, you know.
Yeah.
That's that.
Florida, Georgia,
that area. Exactly. You know.
Alabama. Dude, yes. I was in Alabama 1 year for at the same time as the Iron Bowl. Literally, that state is divided. You are either saying Roll Tide or you're saying War Eagle. And it's funny how the interstate kind of divides the state in half. And literally, one side is Auburn, the other side is Alabama. And you literally have to choose your alliance.
I was going to say fucking Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's in Tennessee. I'm an idiot.
They're only there for the GPA. When it comes to football, at least.
Of course.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess Vanderbilt, Tennessee is kind of big. I wouldn't know.
Keep the conferences regional.
Yeah, like that.
It's more hype.
It's not going to happen, though, because it's...
No, it's not. Not at all.
We're way past that shit.
Oh, yeah. Once A&M left, Texas left, you know, everyone left the Big 12.
That's another thing. Big 12. A&M.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Another A&M rant.
No, it's not even that. It was what I was meaning to say about UT. But mainly at A&M. And U of H. Like, we waited so long to have another U of H-UT battle.
Yeah. What was it? Last year?
After last like 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
UT even accepted coming into Houston. And we said we were playing at Reliant. We're going to go to the campus.
They said we'll go to the ghetto.
And we lost.
Mm-hmm. I saw. We saw.
This year, after 13 years, we waited for A&M and UT to restart their rivalry. And then not really, it's just kind of one-sided.
Of course.
Then A&M lost.
Yeah.
UT accepted to go on a road to play.
Again. Hey, real quick. Do you find the Yale leaders cringe?
Yes, very.
Okay, good. Very. You know, they're the only, they're one of the only teams that doesn't have a cheerleading football.
Yes, very. I find it very cringe. I'm sorry. I like football and I will cheer for my team, but I will
100%.
I will not put on some cringe ass overalls and yell and cheer for another grown ass man. I ain't doing that shit. I ain't going that far. That shit is very cringe.
Now, don't get me wrong. Listen, I am educated. They do have a cheerleading sport at A&M, but they do not have cheerleading
sport at the football team. That A&M does is just fucking cringe all the way around.
Yeah, that's tough. So, sorry.
But no. Just scroll around. The point that I'm making is UT deserves to talk as much shit in the state as they want. They went on the road. They didn't say, y'all come here to Austin. We're going to go out there to your place and we're going to win.
Claim it.
That is the part that is more maddening and hard to accept. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Because away games in college are different.
Bro.
White out Penn State.
And then for U of H, it means more because that's the last time they're going to play for however long.
Yeah, next 20 years.
So, like, but for A&M, y'all been in the SEC for 13, well, yeah, we hold a degree from a satellite part of A&M. So, it's kind of like, it's kind of like
weird. From a small twig.
Yeah. Small twig of it, but hey, we're getting some of the money out of it.
Yeah.
Not really, but our degrees still start with Texas A&M. So it kind of includes us in it. Been in the SEC for 13 years.
Have nothing to show for it.
And Texas damn near ran the table in year one.
Yeah, man.
Like,
and you know, they could do it again next year. Because Arch, I mean, assuming Uwers leaves.
No, that's the thing, though. Arch is going to actually do it for him.
Yeah, no, Arch is the man. I don't understand why they only put him twice.
I didn't even understand why they didn't put him in the game this past weekend.
Exact, dude. The man, he could throw the deep farther and more accurate, deep ball wise. He doesn't. His decision making is not as better as it was. I mean, I could go a whole run on the UT Georgia, but you gotta put that guy in. You read option something,
especially at the time when y'all were losing and the game was still kind of close.
Exactly. You had Ubers for three quarters, all right? He's done what he can. You expect him to do more? Put him on Manning. You know, you guys are still gonna make playoffs for sure. Just put him Manning. You wanna win the SEC your first year? You know? But anyway, that's that. But let's go on and move on to some news. This is gonna start our off topic segment that we now love.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some miscellaneous stuff, Kyle. Go ahead.
Have you noticed that there has been a rash of players' homes getting broken into? Joe Burrow had his house burglarized during the game last night.
Listen, they're smart. They know when he's not home.
Hey, man. That's when you're supposed to do it. We're not advocating, you know, criminal activity. But if you are going to break into a home, is, you know,
make sure they're not there.
Just make sure they're not there. Especially if you're going to do it in Texas.
Oh yeah, make sure you're not there. The dogs have guns in Texas, right? Just make sure that family's not there.
Bro, as soon as a baby comes out the womb, they hand him his gun.
He got his gun license immediately. The baby gets his gun license before he gets his birth certificate. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, hey, you're probably not wrong.
I'm not. Trust me,
bro.
Trust me. But yeah, no, that sucks, man. That sucks.
So,
now,
yeah, it so is. Burrow had it happen during a game, and then this year alone, Travis Swifty, Bobby Portis from the Bucks, and then Mike Conley from the Timberwolves, they had their homes broken into in recent months.
Listen, these burglars are choosing the right homes. That's all I'm gonna say.
Hey, you know what I always said? Because I always heard this shit, you know, when you grow up in Houston, you always hear about this crazy shit going on. Especially since I had a friend that had his house broken into, and his PlayStation that was stolen. And it was crazy.
Oh my gosh, it's still the couch.
It was crazy. that it happened right after I picked him up and we were on our way to school. During high school. I always said, why the fuck do we... I'm talking about... Damn, okay. Well, I don't want to say that word, so I'll just say ninjas. when we stealing and robbing in our neighborhoods, I always said, bruh, we about as broke as you. Go to the rich neighborhoods and steal from them.
Friendly fire, what are we doing here?
I think they're starting to heed that advice now.
I had that PlayStation on layaway.
But nah, for real, man, this shit is crazy, though. I didn't even realize that it was a kind of, you know, a trend now. So, like,
yeah.
You gotta wonder what kind of underground shit is going on, because it's like, I mean, I know guys, especially when they get to the league, they get their money, they get a house, they be showing it off, but you don't you kind of get the feeling that not so much these days? Like, mm-hmm. You know, if that makes sense? Like, everyone...
Yeah, no, it does.
Like, because they know that you're in the spotlight now, so it's like, you know, if we're going to show off, we're going to do... We're going to show off at places that we go to, not show off our actual homes type shit.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. I don't know. I could be just talking shit, but it feels like unless they are literally just scoping you out and they know who you are, it feels like it's an inside job, like someone you know, you know.
Insurance claims.
Do we really want to talk about insurance right now?
No, it's not. Let's actually just talk about McDonald's.
Just boycott McDonald's.
If you've been living under a rock, then you probably haven't heard. Now the healthcare CEO gets assassinated. They find an assassin from a tip from a McDonald's cashier.
How the fuck does the ice cream machine never work? But y'all solving murders now?
How the fuck do you forget my pickles and the cheeseburger?
And you're the very ones he's trying to help.
I know.
Anyways, that's all I just wanted to say was just on that. I don't want to get too deep into it. I just say boycott McDonald's. Not. Fuck McDonald's. I haven't had a Big Mac in years anyway. If I ever go through McDonald's, I'm only getting like a biscuit sandwich like for breakfast or whatever. And yeah. When I was in D.C. one year, they fucked that up one time. I specifically asked for a McGriddle. That's like the pancake type sandwich, right?
Yeah,
a bacon McGriddle.
The pancake biscuits.
Yeah. Dude, I got a biscuit without meat. It was just a cheese biscuit.
You got pancakes?
I didn't even get that.
You got cheese pancake with McGriddle?
Bro, they...
Damn.
And I'm like on my way to work, so it's like I open a bag, and
that's tough.
Of course, I'm like pissed off, and I want to turn around, but I can't.
Yeah, you gotta go. You know, you gotta get.
So I had a cheese biscuit sandwich with no fucking meat.
Oh man, I went to Subway last week to try to get one of their Subway Series sandwiches. I got their. Beef roast sandwich, right?
Mm-hmm.
Comes with roast beef, tomatoes, lettuce, spinach, mayo, provolone cheese, whatever, right? So get all that. They give me my bag, and they cut the sandwich in half already and wrapped each half, right? Got a foot long, but they wrapped the half separately. It's like, okay, whatever. So I get back to my office, take out my sandwich. It's a little... thin, right? For like having all those, you know, ingredients in it. I open my sandwich, roast beef and onions. That's it. No condiment, no other vegetables, roast beef and onions. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. It was a waste of bread, if you ask me. I just went to the break room to go get some hot sauce and put hot sauce in it. And I do.
What's the hot sauce that said they put that shit on everything? What brand is that?
Frank's.
Frank's, right? Okay.
Yeah. Frank's. But yeah.
Louisiana hot sauce.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
Yep. But you know what also grinds my gears? NFL players flopping. Keep that shit in basketball.
Get it out of basketball.
Oh, that too. Don't you bring that soft stuff over here. I don't care if you're trying to run 15 yards. Right? You look like a fool.
Man, you really are sounding like an armchair quarterback. You know, oh, dad sure. bod.
Yeah. You got
the beard in it.
Rocking the dad bod. Beard is full. Mustache is thin.
Gut is full.
Not yet. It will be, though. For some lasagna. But yeah, I just don't like, I've never seen it until the past couple of years, until players flopping. I hate it. It's like an embarrassment now. You know? Like the principle of pride thing is gone from some of these guys. Or they're just soft. You know, go play some football or soccer. Don't be bringing that stuff over here. You have pads and helmet for a reason. All right, use it. That's my 2 minute rant.
I'm constantly using their helmet. It's kind of what's leading to a lot of litigation against the NFL.
Well, that's their fault, you know. That's cancel culture's fault, actually. You know, they've been doing this for 60 years now. Mm. Pull it together. You're getting paid. I have another rant about that. You're getting paid millions, okay? I don't care if you have turf toe. Get your ass back on the field, all right? I don't care if you have a bruised rib. You're getting paid millions. Get your ass back on it. I don't give a shit.
I feel like that was a slide to a certain receiver from New Orleans when you said turf.
Oh, my gosh. That has been. I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Did you hear the NFL is supposed to be rolling back on the marijuana policies? They owe Josh Gordon a big apology.
Josh Gordon is trash. He had one good year.
Yeah, he was a dumb. He was a dumbass for the DUIs.
Yeah, that
I can't help. I can't help you with a DUI. I can't.
No, no, I'm sorry.
If you don't know how to drive drunk, I mean, if you don't know how to call an Uber,
no. I think Josh Gordon probably a great human being, kind person, could be the nicest person in the world, but.
Hey, what's in my high school? I don't know in person. I just know I was there at the same time.
I was so excited when the Patriots signed him all those years ago, and he just couldn't stay clean. He just couldn't, you know, get off just for like
a few. I was actually hoping that he got his shit together. I thought he would.
Yeah, same man.
With Brady and Belichick, but
I was so thrilled for that. We had Josh Gordon. Antonio Brown, and I'm missing the third guy that was on the team. But we had, like, them, and I was like, oh, my gosh. But two of them couldn't get their, you know, shit together. But that was that. I don't got anything else to add, Kyle. That's all. I'm done ranting. You're on mute, by the way.
This is okay. Patriots, that's the broader point.
They do. They have, like, a 40-something percent chance to get the first pick. I already looked at the remaining four games.
They paid the Bills twice. The Giants got that locked up.
I don't know. The Giants have a chance to win one more game of the four. The Patriots play the Bills twice. So, and then the Cardinals and Chargers, winning team.
Yeah, I'm picking up Arizona's defense this week.
Well, you'll get them because I can't.
Yeah, that should be first priority. I figured Drake may throw like two or three picks.
You know, oh come on, he's good.
Arizona, they got to play for their playoff lives.
He'll get sacked for sure. But
yeah, that's what I'm hoping for. It. Defense counts a lot in my league.
They do, man. I like it though. I like it. It's really good.
Oh come on, man! I'm coming from experience, man. I'm gonna make sure a sack counts.
It's good. I think one. Yeah, because what our sack is two points. Or 1.5?
2 points.
2 points. But also turnover on downs. Counts a little bit. Awesome. That's
because
good.
Defense wins and we deserve points for that shit.
Exactly. And nowadays offenses are going for it more on fourth downs now. Mm-hmm, so that helps.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Defense if you stop them on fourth
and
down.
And then we also have yardage, I think.
Yeah, I said it for certain yardage. you know, at the same time, I'm not going to be completely biased against my defense. If you hit a 40-yard pass on us, you deserve an extra point on top of your reception points. I heavily penalized the kickers for missing field goals.
As you should.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't have time
for nothing kickers. Crazy, but
nothing crazy. Yeah. I just don't have time for kickers missing shit. You're a fucking kicker. Go kick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, agreed. But that's all, folks. We appreciate you. Go check out the IG. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on Spotify. Leave a comment. Leave us some feedback. Communicate with us. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next time. Adios.